DHS says boycotts targeting Israel will still result in FEMA cuts. Carve-outs for sanctuary cities remain. The Department of Homeland Security has changed a document that could have explicitly denied disaster relief to states, cities, and smaller recipients for any boycotts targeting Israel. It no longer defines what it calls a discriminatory prohibited boycott as one aimed at Israeli firms or firms operating in Israel. But the updated terms and conditions still bar funding to those who engage in a discriminatory prohibited boycott, though without defining that term. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed to the Epoch Times that despite the change, it will continue to enforce anti-discrimination laws against any illegal actions by the pro-Palestinian movement to boycott, divest from, or sanction Israel and firms tied to Israel. Meanwhile, hundreds of millions in Federal Emergency Management Administration grants reviewed by the Epoch Times carve out exceptions to compliance with federal immigration law, including a DHS requirement to ensure that they do not act to benefit or incentivize illegal immigration. Led by Acting Administrator David Richardson, FEMA falls under DHS, which is led by Secretary Kristi Noem. Reuters first reported on the FEMA grants' ties to an Israel boycott on August 1st. The grants included funding that would typically provide national security training, impact-resistant doors and walls, support for earthquake drills, and much more. The grants refer back to terms and conditions from DHS in effect since April 18th. At the time, those included the anti-BDS language. It applied to recipients and subrecipients, which can include not only states but also private nonprofits, tribes, and local governments. On April 4th, after hours of outcry on social media, DHS altered the document. Still dated April 18th, it no longer specifically defines a discriminatory prohibited boycott in relation to Israel. Yet, it still requires recipients not to engage in such discriminatory activity. The term discriminatory prohibited boycott was no longer outlined by a prescribed definition. In response to an emailed request for comment, the agency stated, DHS will enforce all anti-discrimination laws and policies, including as it relates to the BDS movement, which is expressly grounded in anti-Semitism. Those who engage in racial discrimination should not receive a single dollar of federal funding, DHS added. The BDS movement has sparked controversy. Many advocates say they are seeking to uphold the rights of Palestinians and oppose anti-Semitism. Many critics say the movement demonizes Israel, serving as a vehicle for discrimination against Jews and the Jewish state. Carve-outs for illegal immigration sanctuary cities. DHS did not explicitly address the Epoch Times questions about immigration-related funding carve-outs in various FEMA grants. Its terms and conditions for federal funding include communicating with immigration officials and DHS. That language could prove problematic for sanctuary cities and states, which have passed laws limiting cooperation with federal immigration authorities. One section, paragraph C.4, requires recipients to allow federal authorities to access detainees who may be removable. It also mandates that they do not encourage illegal aliens to live in the United States, and that they will not leak or otherwise publicize the existence of an immigration enforcement operation, among other requirements. Another subsection, found in paragraph C.17, requires grant recipients to certify that they do not, and will not during the term of this award, operate any program that benefits illegal immigrants or incentivizes illegal immigration. Though some funding opportunities are bound by those terms and conditions, hundreds of millions in FEMA grants explicitly exempt recipients from compliance with them. Those opportunities include $117 million in expected funding for emergency food and shelter. They also include $274.5 million in expected funding for the physical security and cybersecurity of nonprofits and over $70 million in expected funding for national preparedness for natural, human-caused, and technological threats and disasters. A July 29th information bulletin from FEMA stated that $454.5 million in funding to states is contingent on assistance in addressing illegal immigration and terrorism.